Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen, 716. It's really hard to gossip in the morning when you got this show getting in the way. We're trying to have these off-air gossipy conversations, and we keep getting interrupted by our job.
It gets in the way of our socializing all the time.
Hey, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We're not gossiping. We're just catching up.
I was out yesterday, and I need caught up on what I missed. Like, evidently, there's a brand new round of Pick Your Purse coming up today.
Yep,
didn't know that.
Right. That's what happens, Fritchie.
I know. You miss a day. You miss a lot here.
When it comes to the Jeff and Jen Morning Show, miss a day, miss a lot.
I will tell
you. How did the old saying go?
Accurate.
Turn it and lock it in and rip off the knob. What was that?
It was
no knob ripping over here.
Lock it in and rip the knob off.
There you go.
Nobody has knobs anymore.
What am I locking in?
I don't know. I'm just very excited. I was asking you guys off air. I was putting up some pictures of Kelly and Shonda, who were round one Pick Your Purse winners. And I was like, I didn't even know we were doing this.
Oh, yeah. Round two.
Round two
here
today.
Here we go. Rock and roll.
7:40. Get your cheat sheet.
That's right.
It's the first round of round two starting today.
First and hopefully only.
At 7:40.
Right.
So download that fresh, clean cheat sheet at WKRQ.com, and we'll play at 7:40. Have you upped your coffee game since quarantine? What counts as being in a relationship? And you might be eating Italian food wrong. It is Wednesday, the last day of September of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. When the pandemic started, and all of a sudden, coffee shops everywhere were closed. It was a dark day in Jeff Thomas history. I didn't like it.
It was hard for a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of people facing the same thing. And they were faced with a choice. Either go back to drinking mediocre homemade coffee or up your game. Become a self-taught barista.
Mm-hmm. We did do this. We purchased a Nespresso machine. One of the like smaller ones where you can froth the milk, mm-hmm. and it comes with like the little pods, and you can make yourself like an espresso, or you can make yourself like a latte.
Did you try all the flavors like they did on that episode of The Office?
So we did. We actually, I swear to you, we have a variety pack which comes with it when you bought the machine. Like my boyfriend's mother bought it for my boyfriend for his birthday. But we really upped our game during the pandemic and used it because it used to just be like something we would do on the weekend. Like he would make me a fancy coffee drink and sprinkle some cinnamon on top and it would be like, hey, but we started making more. And they're really good, although it is a lot of work and a lot of cleaning, I might add. Because you have to really clean out the machine after every use.
Oh, yeah. And you missed the email that we got from Nicole in Human Resources.
What happened?
Well, somebody spilled coffee yesterday morning in the break room and didn't clean up the spill, and it dripped down the cabinets onto the floor, and it was a mess.
Uh-oh. Might I add that none of that was happening when it was just us here?
Note. Noted.
Or if it did happen when I forgot to put my cup underneath it.
We just cleaned it up.
I actually cleaned up my mess.
We weren't total savages.
Anyway, people were split. Like half of the people learning how to make more complicated coffee than drinks before, and the other half believe that that the drinks that they used to order at the store are better than anything they can do at home.
Oh, they, I will say, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the babe for trying to make the vanilla latte, but when you're ordering it from somewhere, it is totally better.
Yeah. It's just something about having someone else make it for you.
Yeah. Well, and then they have it down to a science, like one squirt, you know, two pumps, one this, one that, blah, blah, blah.
So I was late, 10 minutes late, picking up my niece to go to the airport this morning. If you're just joining us, I had to take her to the airport at like 4 a.m. this morning because she had a flight at 6 that was supposed to take her to Boston. You know, she's got her kid in tow and she's got all the stuff. And
did you have to put the car seat and everything in your car?
Everything.
Oh, nice. Everything. Good for you. What a good Uncle Jeff.
And so, you know, the deal is I'll pick you up at 4 and I'll have you at the airport by 4:30. And that should give you enough time to get through and, you know, do everything you need to do.
Yeah. It's...
And as I'm leaving the house, I realized I need coffee. Yeah. I need Dunkin'. And so I actually drove a little bit, 10 minutes out of my way to go to the 24-hour Dunkin' in Sharonville off 42, just north of 275. It's a little out of the way, but it was worth it. Set me back 10 minutes. I guess I could have gotten up a little earlier and made it at home, but nope.
You know, that was yesterday, Jeff. I had to take Penelope to the doctor yesterday morning. That's why I wasn't here. She did amazing at the doctor. I didn't think that she had COVID-19. Of course, immediately when your kid is sick and the pandemic thing is going on, you're like, oh, you know, let's try all the things.
And good job, by the way, calming everyone down on the group text.
I did.
About just an FYI, I don't think she has COVID, but.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you're a parent, you're like, I have to figure this out. You know,
sure. I thought the best part of the group text message was, I don't think she has COVID because I gave her a Sour Patch Kid and she definitely tasted it.
And she was not running a fever, which are two of like the seven COVID signs, but she did have a cough. She had a really wet cough and it wasn't stopping. Like, it would not let up. And I knew when I sent that text at 8, I was like, I'm going to be up with her with this all night and I have to take her into the doctor tomorrow. So I did. And we took her to the doctor. We went to see her. They saw her in the sick portion. They did a COVID test on her, which was probably one of the scariest 20 minutes of my life. It came back negative and she has a horrible ear infection. So yay for ear infections.
Oh.
However, not the point of this story. The point of this story is when she left the doctor, I was like, you did so amazing. Like letting them put the thing up your nose. You listen to your chest. What can mommy give you as a reward? And she goes, I want to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I love that.
And she did. So we went to the Dunkin' there. It's connected to the Shell on Coleraine and Springdale. And I got her a bunch of those. And she's so funny because she doesn't know what the munchkin is called. So she goes, I want the donut, a glazed donut, no hole in it.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm like, okay.
That's a good donut.
No hole in my donut.
So the jelly filled then.
No, like the munchkin donut, like the hole. I think they used to call them holes.
Yeah.
And now they're called munchkins.
Right. I mean, I get that. Donut hole, munchkins or whatever. But I'm just saying that if she's asking for a donut without a hole, that would have led me to believe she wanted like a jelly or cream filled donut because they don't have holes.
She won't eat those. I knew immediately she was talking about
that. She was talking about a munchkin.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a hole.
Gotcha.
But she's a fan, dude. You got her. You got her young.
Does she want to do like a co-endorsement with me the next time we do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
I don't know. You know, we're down for our Intimate Little Bites muffins in my house. So I don't know if that would be a full-time food for her, but maybe.
She'd have to give up the Intimates.
No, that's not happening.
Oh.
I asked her what her favorite food was, and she said, Intimate Little Bites muffins, I swear.
It would have to be an exclusive deal.
It would.
By the way, a new poll found that during the pandemic, kids have said, I'm bored, an average of 6 times a day, or roughly 1,200 times since March.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
True story.
Wow, that's it.
Yep. I'm bored.
6 doesn't seem like very many. I would have thought it would be more than that.
When you were little, Jen, and you were an only child, and you told your parents you were bored, did they tell you it's your fault you're bored?
If you're bored, it's nobody's fault but your own. Find something to do.
Here's a hammer. Go smash some crickets.
That's no, I didn't smash. I smashed ticks. I pulled huge ticks off our Labrador and smashed them with a hammer on the sidewalk right in front of the house.
There's something wrong with you.
I mean, our parents would be like, go play with your sister.
I mean, the ticks would be this big, man. And I'd smash it with a hammer. And then there's
that's like
this
quarter size.
I know.
That's a
and
big
then
tick.
There's a big tick. And then there would just be all these circles of blood right in front of the driveway.
Damn.
That is disgusting.
I remember hearing, when I was a kid, we would just go outside and ride our bikes and find someone to play with.
Yeah.
We wouldn't come home until it got dark outside.
Don't do that.
I know. I feel that way about my kid, but she has now reversed it on me, and she's like, I'm bored. I'm like, go play. She'll go, will you play with me? Damn it. Yes, I will.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
Five more quick stats on parenting during the pandemic. Parents have dealt with at least five meltdowns or temper tantrums per week this year. Wow. Let's see. Kids have also caused an average of six epic messes during the pandemic. And the majority of parents get suspicious if their child is too quiet for too long because they're probably up to something and it's not good. Yeesh. How about this one? 81% of parents have heard a weird noise or thud followed by, we're fine.
I'm okay.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's always interesting to me, too, when you know something should hurt and they're like, I'm okay. And then the littlest thing needs a full-blown, like, mommy moment and a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the little, like, cut my finger, and there's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. But then she slams her head into the side of the wall. You're like, oh. And she's like, I'm okay.
Yeah. It's a different kind of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder about the parents who, you know, they worked really hard at keeping their kids off their screens. You know, they got them engaged in reading or different activities. And that was going great until COVID happened. A lot of parents started allowing their kids to have more screen time than usual. Wonder how many people that happened to, you know, where they were like, nothing, kid. I got nothing. Here's the iPad. Damn it.
And think about a parent in that kind of situation that is now doing virtual learning with their child. They never hardly ever let their kid have any kind of iPad time or anything like that. And all of a sudden, they're sitting in front of a screen almost the whole day trying to learn.
Hmm. By the way, even if you've never broken the law in your life, you will probably relate to this. What is something that is perfectly legal, but it feels illegal while you're doing it?
Give me some examples.
Well, I'll give you some of the best answers I saw on Reddit. This popped up on Reddit. And the question was, what is something that's perfectly legal but feels illegal while you're doing it? Taking too many napkins from a restaurant so you can use them as tissues later or napkins later.
Yeah, or same thing with like ketchup packets or butter packets or hot sauce.
Yeah, I'll give you another example. I took my car in for service last Friday, and so throughout the weekend, the last couple of days, I had a loaner. And because I got to get in and out of the garage, I got to use the keypad.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the code, or I was entering it in wrong, and so I am standing out there for 15 minutes trying to figure this out as people are driving by and looking, and, you know, not everyone knows me in the neighborhood, so they got to be thinking, what's that guy doing?
Right.
It felt illegal. It felt like I was trying to break into my own home. Using a gas station bathroom without buying anything. It's not illegal.
I know, but
it kind of feels illegal.
Same. Sometimes. I feel a little guilt in that department, too. But then other times I feel like, well, we got gas, you know, but they don't.
Oh, that counts.
But they don't directly, like, make a ton of money off of that because they have to pay the credit card charge and all of that. So it's not really.
Because they're not getting much of a profit off of gasoline sales as opposed to you going in there and
buying the chips and the beef jerky.
Right.
Corn nuts.
That's right.
Yeah, opening a drink or snack at the store before you've paid for it. I think that is illegal.
Well, it certainly is illegal if what you're purchasing is the price is based on the weight. I mean, you can't get a huge thing of grapes and eat 50 of them before you check out because obviously you've eaten half the weight.
Well, when you take your kid to the store, though, I mean,
sometimes you have to crack open the goldfish.
You can't get out of there without them being like, I want to eat that.
Yeah. I mean, that was when Jacob was really little. That was the only way to get through the store. And believe me, we had to try a lot of things because he was that kid that screamed all the time. But we found plain M&Ms were it. So if we would walk into the store and the first thing we would do is grab a bag of M&Ms, open it up, and he would hold three in his sweaty little palm.
Aww.
And
they melted.
And he would just have the death grip on his three little M&Ms. And then we still had to go really fast to get out of the store, but that was the only thing.
Mm.
I had a lady yell at me one time for opening up. I hope you're going to pay for that. I'm like, no, I'm just going to let her eat
I'm a horrible lady.
Not pay for
horrible
it.
Horrible person, ma'am.
Yep, this is what I felt like. Yeah, mind your own.
When you're at the store and you realize there's something in your pocket that they also sell there. Huh.
What does it say that again?
When you're at the store and you realize that you've got something in your pocket that they also sell at that store.
Oh, yeah.
This one's mostly for the guys. Adjusting your junk when you're out in public.
It should be because a lot of you aren't very subtle about it.
Why do we have to be subtle about it?
What if I'm extremely uncomfortable? What if I've fallen out of place and I'm extremely uncomfortable?
You can do it, but you don't have to.
Earth is covered with half of us.
There's no real graceful way to do that.
Most of us wear pants.
And only because we have to. Mm-hmm. It's the law.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how you guys walk around with those things. Do whatever you got to do. It's weird.
Reading a book at a bookstore for a while and then putting it back on the shelf. It's not illegal, but...
Well, you kind of want to see if it's even something that you're going to be interested in.
You're on the fourth chapter by now. Come on.
Or the magazine. Have you done that before with like one of those?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Reading a magazine. Yeah. Like, I only want to read How to Lose 40 Pounds in 4 Weeks. I don't want to buy the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. That moment when you go through the metal detector and you have an irrational fear that there's a gun in your pocket you forgot about.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What?
Never thought that.
All right.
I get scared sometimes because I spend a lot of time watching Locked Up Abroad. You know how, like, sometimes you're going across, like, the Mexican border. I'm like, how do I know that someone didn't put illegal cocaine in my bag? Like, it happens sometimes.
It
people
does
just slide it in
people.
There.
Mm-hmm.
That terrifies me.
Or what about that moment when you go through a metal detector and you just have an irrational fear of it going off and them finding something and the embarrassment and being slowed down and just with that accusatory look that, hey, over here. And they start motioning you, over here, sir, step aside, sir.
Have you guys ever had that happen to
you? What? It's just my belt buckle. That's all it was. But still, you feel like a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping one or two bananas off a bunch at the grocery store because you don't want that many.
I do that all the time.
I do too.
And I have no guilt.
Same. Because I know someone behind me is going to want three and I'm only taking two.
Mm. And then finally, turning the light on in your car while you're driving at night.
Is that illegal?
Who are these people and why are they so upset?
I don't think it's illegal, no. To have your dome light on, I don't think so.
There are just people that are so afraid of breaking the rules. They don't want to get in trouble.
Anyway, yeah. Something that is legal, it's legal, but it feels illegal.
It feels so wrong.
When you're doing it. So, yeah, maybe later we'll open up the phones. What is something that, you know, It's perfectly legal, but it feels illegal when you're doing it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.